The Western Cape is facing the worst drought to hit the region in decades. The demand for water has also steadily increased every year due to the province's rapidly growing population and economy. This, as well as climate change, has added significant pressure on water supply in the agriculture industry. Stock farmers and irrigation farmers are among the hardest hit by the drought. In March, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture estimated that 96 million was needed to support the farmers in drought-affected areas for 5 months. Provincial MEC for Economic Opportunities Alan Wind said, "Stock farmers who farm with livestock and irrigation farmers who use irrigation systems to water their crops have been among the worst affected." With the Kurbani season upon us, I had the opportunity to visit some Kurbani farms to find out how the drought is affecting the quality of sheep and cattle and how much Muslim consumers will have to fork out for Kurbani this year. Things were quite busy at Saratoga Farm in Skarpkraal as new livestock was brought in from suppliers. Tariq Doty, the general manager of Saratoga Farm, explains how the drought affected their farm this Kurbani season.
The drought does affect the prices of the sheep this year. Due to farmers having to feed their own stock, so the prices of sheep and the prices of meat are taking a rise.
Owner of the Kurban farm in Skarpkraal, Abdul Qadir Rahim, gave me some figures on the price rises this year.
The farmers have increased the prices by about a third from last year. If the prices were last year 1,400, we're selling for 1,700, 1,800. But people are more conscious of quality these days than the previous years.
The owner of Sunrise Farm, Abdul Aziz Kabri, shared concerns over why importing is not being practiced much lately by Kurbani farmers.
Like Botswana and Zimbabwe, these countries, there exist problems like foot and mouth diseases in certain countries. So for that reason, meat is not being imported from those areas. We are mostly consuming locally produced beef and mutton. That is what we focus on.
Kabri also shares his personal experiences when he visited some of his cattle and sheep suppliers this year.
I've personally experienced, you know, it was always my perception that there's been market manipulation, in fact. And I've seen over the TV about the white monopoly capital, which I was totally focused on thinking that that is the problem of this country. The prices are being manipulated for the sake of political and also for political gain. But personally, I've been to farms in Louisfontein, Calphinia. I've been to a farm just about 2 days ago, which I was seeing myself with my own eyes, that there's nothing, no grazing available. Conditions, they were so terrible. In fact, he had about hundreds of baby lambs die like dead on the fields. And this farmer works alone on his farm.
Kabri speaks about the cost of livestock feed.
But also the issue about feed cost, man. You know, like one bale of lucerne, today costs you about 130 to 150 for a bale of second grade lucerne. It used to cost about 50 there. That is a second grade lucerne. If you're going to buy a first grade lucerne, you're going to pay about 180. But we buy second grade because of the cost factor. So the lucerne cost and the oat day, probably, you know, like straw, bales of straw, today costs you about 50, 60 there. And that would be used for bedding and stuff for the sheep, you know. So it's quite costly. And also the labor cost, if you get qualified people to work for you, like a proper blockman, a proper skinner, that is quite certified worker.
Tariq Doty later explained how pricing has changed this year from size and age to weight.
Everything works by weight because the farmers are getting better profits or better return if they sell it to the market directly.
Abdul Qadir Rahim says the price fluctuation could be due to the increase in wages.
Inflation has gone up by between 7 and 10% from last year. But the prices have gone up by 33%. I assume that it's because of wages. But wages in the farm do not go up more than 10%. So overall, whatever it affects the farmer has gone up by about 10 to 12%. Yeah. So I find it difficult to grasp where a third comes in, a 33% increase. So somebody is climbing on the bandwagon. You can understand if there's a drought in the sugarcane industry because there's no rain. They rely on natural, you know, rain, Allah's gift. You can't have a bore. You have a huge amount of agriculture land that is under cultivation. but there are certain items in the shop that have gone up by 33 to 50% under the pretext. So I think overall, at the maximum, I could say it's 15%. Because there's no restriction by government on prices, so the people just put up the price.
This year, I just can't help but feel that high prices will make it very difficult for ordinary people in the country to fulfill the obligation of Qurbani. But to look on the positive side of this Qurbani season, the more effort we put in, the more reward we will get. I do believe the drought has made most Cape Townians conscious of their blessings, and with the price of sheep and cattle expected to increase, there is no doubt that the reward for keeping this ritual alive will multiply when slaughtering. For VOC News, I'm Abubakar Abrams.